We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. We are beginning 10 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Tanan Hasam, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Tanan Hasam, by the two dots, beginning of a line. Tanan Hasam, we're into the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechtas Shkolim, where it says the Mishnah, Shomrei Svichim V'Shvias. That means that they had, on Shvias, you're not allowed to plant any produce, any tefuah, and any grains, you're not allowed to plant on Shvias. You have to leave the lands fallow. So had you bring the Omer, so they had these svichim. Svichim are wild tefuah, wild grains that are growing, but they wanted to watch it, that it shouldn't be cut down, because you want to save it for the Omer. So he used to hire shomrim, watchmen, to watch the svichim from on Shvias and Shmidir. But and they tell you, noitlin scharon mitrumas, they take tschar mitrumas halishka. They take tschar from the trumas halishka, they take tschar from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's mevuyer in this Mishnah that you're allowed to use the Sviche Shvias for the Minchas Omer. Pray to Marakasha, Romi Le Rom, Bacham Le Rav Chista, Tanai, we went to the Mishnah, this Mishnah here in Shkalm, Shem Sviche, Mishvias, Neitlum, Shkar, Matrum, Sadishka, Vraminu, Masri, Akasha, we have Elacha, that it's brought down from, it says in the Pasuk, that on Shemitah, it's La Ochla, and we darshan La Ochla, it's Reifa, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoi Se Shabbos, Oris Lachem, La Ochla, L'chol, L'av, L'chol, 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 and we darish lo achav v'esreifa. You're not allowed to burn shemitah produce, shemitah grains. You're not allowed to burn minchas omer. Part of it is burnt on the mizbeach. So how are you allowed to bring minchas omer from peiros shvias? The chayyur says in the pasuk lo achav v'esreifa. So that was the kasha that Rami bar Chama asked Rav Chista. So Rav Chista answered Rami Rachman amalach l'doris seichem v'at amrus tibatol. It says in the pasuk that you bring every year l'doris seichem, bring every year the minchas omer. Obviously, some years are shemitah. So if it says that you bring it every year, obviously the Torah is saying there's no problem to bring the minchas omer on shemitah. Amalei mika mina not tibatol. I never said tibatol. Leisim medesh takud. He says ave eitza. Avadli, you have to bring the minchas omer every year. I told you can't burn produce from Shvias, the Teretz will bring a grain from the sixth year. Grain that grew in the sixth year, I'll preserve it until the seventh year, and I'll bring it in the seventh year for the Omer. But who said I'm allowed to use Shemitah grains? So he said, no, being a Carmel Veleka, you need that it was cut while it was Carmel, when it was fresh. It was just finished growing, it was still fresh. That's when you have to cut it. And you're not going to have that if you cut it a year later. Zok to Gemara, no problem. Cut it by caramel, then preserve it till the next year. But cut it while it's caramel. Lace him with the caramel to stock it. Bring from last year's caramel. On makra, caramel takar. Vina caramel shasakrav. It has to be fresh grains. B'shasakrav. It has to be the fresh barley that was just cut and just finished growing. And that's not possible from last year. V'leka. So therefore, when it says the Pasuk Dar Yosechem, it's allowing us to bring the Mikosem every year, even Shemitah year, and even from Sviche Shvias, which grew on Shvias. Itmar. So now the Gemara's bringing up, what's the reason you have to have the freshest produce? Tupshatim. Itmar. Rechonam a karmel takriv. Because it says in the pasuk karmel takriv, it says, Vim takriv minchas pekurim la'ashem, ovav koli ba'esh, geras karmel takriv es minchas pekurach. It has to be karmel takriv. That's Rabbi Yechashita. Rabbi Elazar Oymer, reishis ketzircha. Reishis ketzircha v'lo yisoyf ketzircha. Has to be the first cut and not the soyf ketzircha. Now if you bring it from last year, so by the Shas Sava, it's safe of the Ktsira. The Tvua is coming not from the freshest Ktsira, because you cut it last year, and it was not the first Ktsira. I'm using last year, and it has to be the first Ktsira, not the last Ktsira. So therefore, he says that it can't be, you can't bring from last year's crop, because that's a chesaron in the Reishis Ktsircha. The Pasuk says this to be the first Ketzir for this tefuah. Let's say it's the first this year's tefuah. The first tefuah is brought. Now, if you're bringing omer from last year, you're obviously bringing. You're not going to, if you want to preserve it this long. You're not bringing it from last year was cut on Pesach to this year Pesach. You're cutting it to end right before Shvias, right before Rosh Hashanah. You're going to cut it. You're going to cut the freshest tefuah then, Carmel right then, and save it for 6 months. But that's not Reishis Ktsircha. It's Soif Ketzircha. And therefore, you're not yoytza the mitzvah of Reish Ktsircha, and therefore that's the reason why it has to be cut right now on Shvias. Tu pshat, either as Karmel Takriv or as Reish Ketzircha. So the Gemara Kashma, this is Rabba, Amara is a Kash like this. This following brice we had before, in the sugya before already, on Daf Samach Ches on the base. Moisiv Rabba, it says in the Pasuk, in Parashas V'yikra, V'mtakriv minchas bekurim la'ashem, ovuv koli be'esh, Geras Carmel Takav is Minchas Bekurecha. So talking about the Minchas Omer. But don't say now one word about Sa'irim. So it says in the Brice like this, What do you use? You use sarim. Maybe you use grains, use chitim. Who say you use sarim? Rabbi Eliezer, I'll tell you how I know it's sarim. Nema ovav mitzrayim. This is my mitzrayim ovav. Nema ovav l'dairis. Ma ovav mitzrayim sarim. Af ovav l'dairis. Ein abai elam l'sarim. He says that we learn out ovav ovav. Just like ovav that says by mitzrayim is sarim. Af ovav l'dairis. Ein abai elam l'sarim. Rabbi Akiva Imer, so that's one mahalach. Rabbi Eliezer says that the way we know that it's Sa'irim, we know Sa'irim is from Aviv. From Aviv from Mitzrayim, there it says Klar Sa'irim. Here also Aviv means Sa'irim. Akiva Imer different shot. Matinu Yachid, she may be Chavas Mechitim. We find Yachid has a Chayva, Minchas Chayte, comes from Chitim. Or maybe Chavas Mitzrayim. He has a Mincha, Minchas Knoiz, comes from Sa'irim. It also comes from Sa'irim. That comes from Sarim. So Av Tzibor, maybe Chavasim Mechitim, and Shnei Lechem comes from Chitim, maybe Chavasim and Sarim. It brings Chavasai from Sarim. So that's just like it has the Shnei Lechem of Chitim, so the Chayva of Michas Bakurim comes from Sarim. And Imato Eimim and Achitim, Loi Metzinim and Tzibor, Shemevi Chavasim and Sarim. If you say that it's Chitim, you don't find that Tzibor, Shemevi Chavasim and Sarim. So it has to be that. You want to make it equal. Just like a Yachid has an idea of Chayvah Menachitim and Chayvah Menasarim. We already know that Shtei Alechem is Menachitim, so we want to make it equal. Therefore, we bring the Chayvah Menasarim by the Omer. Tov Acha, not a Mahalach, how we know it's Shor Sarim. Omer by Menachitim, it'll turn out that the first carbon of Chitim would be Pesach, not Shavuos. Ein Shtei Alechem Bekurim, and Shtei Alechem has to be Bekurim. Ad kan the Brisa. Tzach the Gemara, Alma, Meshum Bekurim, Tiofta. We see from here that the reason why the reason why the Sa'irim have to be the first crop and Shtelech must be the first crop is because of Bekur. And that's like Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. And not like Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Karmel Takrif. That's the Gemara's Raifman's Braisa. Now the Briska Rav in Sefer, page Membeis, has a kasha. He says, V'chiv loy hach Braisa, loy yaidina, and Shtelech lechem, shrich and liyas Bekurim, haloy mishter shleima, shnir monachas, av samaches. Says, Klar, there has to be the fresh Chitim. And he has other kashas also. And therefore, as a different mahalach in the sugya, I in Chom in the Brisk Rav on Daf Membeis.